Welcome to KPCRadio.com. Welcome to Play on the Links. I'm your host, Caleb Jancis. Here today with me is Lisa Barker, the membership and turn director at Woodland House Country Club. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Caleb.
So let's get right into it. Where is your golf course?
We're in here in beautiful Woodland Hills, California.
So can you put it more exactly? Woodland Hills is a large area.
Yes. We are right at Dumas and Topanga.
Okay. What amenities or special privileges does your golf course have?
Well, right now we have a beautiful golf course. It's been there since 1925. Excellent condition. We have famous musician members, so lots of fun social events. We just had Chicago play in our ballroom, as well as Earth, Wind, and Fire plays at our annual crab and clam bake. The board did just vote to build other amenities, such as a fitness center, aquatics and swimming pool area. We're adding outdoor dining with fire pits and bocce ball. So that'll be starting the next few months.
Either upcoming or current, what would you consider the best part? What amenity would you consider the most or best of all of them?
Well, the golf course is just unmatched. We're getting ready to have our big famous member guests, the Girard Tournament's coming up in June. Other events are coming up as well, our Easter brunch. So we got a lot of fun family social events.
What are some of the membership opportunities that you have at your club?
Well, we are a small member-owned equity club. We still have some non-equity memberships available, which range from junior executive golf all the way to social. We also have like social plus for beginners, all the way up to full equity membership in the club golf.
What do each of these entail?
Well, full golf privileges, we are closed on Mondays, but it's unlimited golf from Tuesday through Sunday is the full golf. Then weekday would just be Tuesday through Friday.
Which membership would that be?
Well, the full equity gives you ownership into the club. So if you want to inquire, please call me at the club, since we don't kind of talk about pricing.
Yeah. So you have, I see here, 6 or 7 different memberships.
Correct. We can be found at woodlandhillscc.org, or you can call me at the club directly.
Can you just say what each of these are
Certainly.
In summary?
I'd be happy to. We have a social membership, which just allows you dining and events and clubhouse amenity privileges. Then we go up to a social plus membership, which is kind of for beginning golfers, just to kind of dip your toe in the water, see if you like the golf atmosphere there, which would allow you one round a month of golf, and then you can pay as you play. Then we go up to junior executive, which is anybody under the age of 40 gets reduced dues. Then from there, you could go up to weekday, which again, it's just Tuesday through Friday, unlimited golf during those days. And then we have full non-equity golf, which is full golf. And then the equity, of course, which would mean, like I said, you have voting rights and ownership in the club.
What exactly would you be voting on if you were a full equity member?
Well, for instance, the board just voted in these Capital Club improvements like the pool, the fitness center, the outdoor dining. It's just voting in the future direction that the club will take.
Okay, so you're also the tournament director.
That is correct.
So what tournaments do the club have? Like, what are the biggest ones or the ones that are the most had the most participation?
Well, that would be our annual member guest, the Girard Tournament, which is coming up in June. And we're getting ready. We're gearing up for actual sign-ups. And in April 18th is when the sign-ups begin. It usually sells out within like the first 5 minutes of being offered. So other outside tournaments that I book for the Mondays that were closed, we just had CSUN, for example, a couple weeks ago. I do all the Louisville Chaminade, LAPD and fire golf tournaments, lots of various events throughout the year.
What tournaments are there for the ladies?
The ladies, also the Lady Girard, which is member guest, and that's named after Victor Girard that built Woodland Hills and brought all the trees and the beautiful golf course to the area.
When is that?
We actually just had it in January.
There's also, you have a ballroom and oak room, sunset room. what events might these host, or what have they hosted in the past?
Well, we host lots of weddings and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, in addition to, like I said, the concerts that we had. Just Chicago played in our ballroom for 350 people. That was also in January. We just had our big sweetheart dance for all the members of the club, since it is a private member-only club. We also, like I said, have our annual Memorial Day barbecue and our Woodland Hills All-Star Band. We've got members of Little Feat, The Doors, The Who, lots of really fun concerts.
Okay, and you mentioned guests. What can guests, like members, if they bring a guest, how does that work?
Well, you're welcome to bring guests anytime. There is a fee on the golf course. There's weekday and weekend guest fees. And you're also willing to bring, or able to bring guests to any of the concerts or member events. And it's a great way for us to showcase the club. And that's how we generally garner new members, is by just once they see the camaraderie and how friendly the people are and how fun the golf course is. That's generally how I garner new members.
And so I've golfed there before. On the carts, I realize that there's like a free guest pass on certain days?
Correct. There is a men's guest day, which is the first Wednesday of the month, and ladies' guest day, which is the second Tuesday of the month. So members are able to bring guests at no charge once per month.
And I saw on your website, for junior golf, there's sometime on Saturday or Sunday, there's a junior...
We have junior complimentary clinics, and we're doing that once a month. We're actually putting together a junior golf team. So we're going to play other clubs, such as Braemar, Calabasas, and we're going to participate in inter-club play with our junior team.
Is that the same as they do with the men? Because I've seen the men. And do you have a ladies team as well?
Actually, I think our junior team is going to be all girls at this time. So we've added a lot of young families recently, so we're gearing up. Actually starting in the next month to start having inter-club play.
Because I've seen men do that as well. It's been pretty good in the past.
Yes, very competitive. We have a tough golf course. Like I said, it's in great condition. So, our team is very well respected.
So, is there anything else I haven't mentioned that you might want us to talk about?
Well, we're just really excited about the upcoming Capital Club improvements. I mean, to have, a pool and to add a fitness center and be able to participate in, yoga, Pilates, and other ancillary fitness programs, since right now all we are is a golf club, which, being a lifelong golfer, I'm just so pleased to be there.
I also remember the food.
Oh, the food is amazing. Chef Kevin's been there over 20 years. We do change our menu quarterly, so it kind of has a seasonal flair to different flavors of the season. And, you just got to come and try it. I've gained about 8 pounds as I started working there. So.
And you started working there in July?
That is correct, yes.
So what have you liked so far about the club?
Well, basically, I think the camaraderie of the golfers. I really enjoy playing with the ladies there. Dr. Jocelyn actually just took me out and played 9 holes with her and her husband, Brock, over the weekend. And still haven't played the back 9 yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's a tough back 9.
It is a tough back 9. I had fractured my elbow, so this is the first opportunity I've had to be able to play the course. And again, just how friendly the members are and welcoming. You don't get that at a lot of clubs. So that's, I would just say, the chief thing that I value the most.
And there's... How many different tee boxes are there?
It's 18 holes.
How many tee boxes, though? Different... Well,
yeah, we have the men's, red, blue, and gold.
Okay.
Yes.
There's also black, too, right?
They're black tees, yeah.
Okay.
As if we're really good.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you are.
Not yet. Almost. So, the chef, there are dinners on certain days.
Yes, we serve dinners Wednesdays and Fridays. And we also have a taco night the second Sunday of each night of each month, as well as soup, salad, and build-your-own pasta bar on the last Sunday of every month, and we show a movie for the kids in the Oak Room.
And you said you had Chicago play in the ballroom. What was that for?
It was a member event, and it was, sold out again just within hours of announcing it, because, Jason Sheff is just an excellent singer. I mean, to have Chicago play at your club is huge. And he's a great golfer, too.
Yeah. I've seen that there are different things in the bar, like a musician playing. Is that also a dinner?
That we had that on Fridays. I think we'll probably bring that back in the summertime. We don't have live music in the bar during this time, but I believe that they'll bring it back in the summer when we stay open later.
Okay. And so the juror, how long does it last?
That's a 3-day event.
And so that's which days?
That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
In June.
And so the ladies' juror is the same days?
Oh, no. The ladies' juror is in January.
Yeah, but the same days?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And there's a big gala at the end for all the couples. But the course is completely closed just to the members and guests for that tournament.
I've seen that in the bar you have the President's Cup.
Yes, we're having qualifiers for that right now. Actually, this was the second Saturday that folks qualified. We were cut short a little bit by the rain, but we do need the rain on the golf course, so people are very understanding about that. So,
what is the President's Cup?
Well, it is the inter-club ranking. It's one of our better tournaments, men's and ladies. And like I said, they just started the qualifiers. This is the second weekend. We'll have a qualifiers again this weekend, as well as Sunday is our St. Patrick's Day couples tournament.
So you have Easter brunch.
Yes.
What other brunches or events for holidays do you have?
Well, we just had the brunch with Santa, of course, at Christmas, and then followed by the sweetheart dance and dinner gala for the members for Valentine's Day. Easter is the next upcoming event with the egg hunt for the kids. Again, another wonderful event that generally sells out pretty quickly. Followed by, we've got the huge Memorial Day concert on the green. And again, that's with the Woodland Hills All-Star Band. We just had, Tommy Thayer from Kiss, sitting in. Gerald Albright's also a member. Jonathan Butler, Robbie Krieger, Lauren Gold of The Who. It's just an amazing performance.
You have a Mother's Day and Father's Day?
We do. Mother's Day and Father's Day as well.
Okay.
Thanksgiving. We do all the major holidays, and it's really done with a lot of flair and style. So everyone enjoys it.
And so I've played the golf course. It's really difficult. Why do you think it's such a hard golf course, and why is it such a great place to play?
Well, it was designed by William Bell Jr. in 1925, so it's in the old L.A. style. He also built the L.A. Country Club, Bel Air and Torrey Pines. So it's in that narrow style of play. So you really, it's kind of like target golf, where you really have to be below the hole on every shot. And that's what keeps people coming back. We've got Kikuyu grass, so it's green year-round. The greens are lightning fast. It's an impeccable condition. Our golf course superintendent, Eric Ulrich, is just phenomenal. It's just never been in better shape, and we get rave reviews all the time.
I've also seen on your website, I've also seen that there's been weddings there, multiple weddings.
Yes, lots of weddings. Rebecca Bauman is our private events director. She's been there for 12 years, and she does a really amazing job and just really kicks it up to the next level.
I actually had my high school graduation party there
in the
Sunset Room.
Yes.
And so I would like to know what's the difference between the Oak Room and the Sunset Room, or how many people can they hold, and what are the big events that people like to schedule for those rooms?
Well, we do anything from, the chamber breakfast, networking. Our advisories group meets there every Wednesday at 7:30 in the morning. So it just depends on the size of the group, because the Oak Room is a little bit smaller than the Sunset Room. You'd really have to speak to private events about that, because I just do the golf there. But one is larger than the other. And then, of course, the ballroom that seats about 350. But right outside the Sunset Room that you're mentioning is where we're building the outdoor patio dining with the fire pits and the bocce ball. We're going to take that top, the upper putting green, and that's just going to expand the patios that have beautiful views of Warner Center.
Talking about putting greens, what about the practice facilities at the country club?
Well, our practice area, it's not a driving range per se, but it's a 160-yard practice area. So it's mostly for warming up with your irons. But the beauty about our golf course, we host a lot of the high school and college teams. you can come out after school because the course is virtually open in the afternoons. You can actually go out and play on any hole you wish. You can't necessarily take a whole shag bag with you, but two or three balls, you can get golf course experience rather than just hitting consecutively away at a driving range as long and as far as you can, because we are a short measured course. So it's really benefits you not having, or we don't really have the need for a range, but it's, you can practice on any hole you wish.
Yeah, and so you have how many putting greens?
We have two at the moment, but we're going to go ahead and be converting the upper one for dining, which will be nice in the summertime.
And so how short is this course?
It's a par 70, and we're 6,203 yards.
From which tee?
That's from the black tees.
It's see, not very far considering some of the other courses. And so you said this is a target course.
Correct.
So I was assuming the pros would help with that?
We have three teaching pros, Rick Stegall, Angela Basminski, and Mark. I'm at a loss for his last name. We have three teaching pros. And we also have a lot of pros that are members. So.
And so when are they available for lessons?
Any day except for Monday when we're closed for outside tournaments.
Okay. So I would like to know the events director, what would she do? Because I've met her.
Yes, and, Rebecca Babin.
Yeah, so in the bar, there's a different dining room, am I correct?
Yes, there's a members grill.
And there's a dress code, too.
There is a dress code. Most clubs have a code and just basically no hats in the clubhouse for gentlemen. We need a collared shirt on the golf course, shirts tucked in. We do allow denim in the bar area only or outdoor dining, but not for the fine dining.
And what's the difference between the different rooms besides the dress code? Is there a difference?
Well, just the size, yes. I would say that the oak room is more casual. We kind of have billiards there and kind of more of a breakfast area by the fireplace. We serve breakfast, you know, Tuesday through Sunday. Then lunch is followed from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We do have a bar menu. We just added wood-fired pizzas. A cappuccino maker was actually donated by one of the members. So we've got a lot of nice coffee cocktail drinks now, as well as, like I said, the wood-fired pizzas. We have two delicious soups of the day every day. Just lots of great specials besides having the bar menu. Then Tuesday through Sunday, it's from 3 to 6, and then we serve dinner from 7 to 9 Wednesdays and Fridays.
Thank you. So I would like to know, do you know of any future plans besides the fitness center or the aquatic center?
Well, we just hired an architect just before Christmas, and the oversight committee that's overseeing the construction project is kind of finalizing the plans, and once they get approved by the board, then we'll decide what is going to be implemented first, whether it be the aquatic center, which is going to have its own kind of pool, bar, and grill, cabanas, dressing rooms that's separate from the golf course. Then we're doing the fitness center will be where the current business offices are. So that'll be about 3,500 square feet and brand new equipment. It's just going to be a big plus for those that don't golf to take advantage of the fitness.
Where would the aquatic center be?
The aquatic center is going right directly across from the front rotunda when you drive into the club. It was a pool formerly, like in the 1950s and 60s, and then it was covered over. So the only thing more interesting than what you didn't hear today, or what you did hear, is what you didn't hear, and you have to come to the club to experience it yourself.
So, for the membership opportunities, the only way you don't have is full equity?
Well, once we start the construction, we're going to go back to being a full equity club. So there's only a limited amount of time left where you can still join with a zero initiation and as a non-equity, just a dues-paying member. Because once we begin the construction project, then we're going back to being a full equity member-owned club.
But how much equity do you have in the club?
Well, everyone has the same, the pro rata share in the club. We only have 400 members at this time, and we'll be capping it at just under 500. So.
Okay. Thank you for being here. Just to remind people, Come to the Woodlands Club, inquire, go to the website. What's the website again?
It is woodlandhillscc.org.
And would you like to find a phone number?
Just call Lisa Barker. I'm the membership and tournament director at 818-347-1511, extension 206.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caleb. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and join me next time on Playing on the Links.